AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. After last week's debate performance, President Biden meets tonight with Democratic governors in a closed-door meeting.
Biden has signaled he has no intention of dropping out of the race.
I can do this job.
Top Democrats say they don't want to tiptoe around Biden's performance and a lack of transparency from his team.
The blips of President Biden and the barrage of lying from President Trump.
Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island was asked his concerns in an interview for WPRI.
People want to make sure that this is a campaign that's ready to go and win, that the president and his team are being candid with us about his condition, that this was a real anomaly.
Representative Lloyd Doggett of Texas has called for Biden to withdraw from the race, praising Biden, but saying he has the opportunity to encourage a new generation of leaders.
We want to turn the page on this.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
He's going to continue to be out there. He has been. And we understand how important that is.
Jennifer King, Washington.
A settlement tracking group says Israel has approved the largest seizure of land in the occupied West Bank in over three decades. It's a move that is likely to worsen already soaring tensions linked to the war in Gaza. Hurricane Beryl is barreling toward Jamaica, with islanders scrambling to make preparations. Andrew Holness is Jamaica's prime minister.
An evacuation order on the direction of authorized officers is also in effect for flood-prone and landslide-prone areas. Areas at or below sea level, and areas at or close to gullies or waterways.
To save the imperiled spotted owl from potential extinction, wildlife officials are embracing a contentious plan to deploy trained shooters into dense West Coast forests to kill almost a half million barreled owls that are crowding out their smaller cousins. This is AP News. A Russian attack hit a city in Ukraine.
Ukraine officials say a Russian missile and drone attack on the eastern city of Dnipro killed five civilians and injured dozens, including a 14-year-old girl. Photos published by local officials showed blasts blew out some windows of a shopping mall, raining shards onto the street. Also, debris struck the intensive care unit of a children's hospital, and a fire broke out in another hospital. A video posted on social media by President Volodymyr Zelensky showed a missile with a fiery trail streaking over buildings and debris flying into the air from its impact. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
American Coco Gauff beat qualifier Anca Todoni to advance to the third round at Wimbledon. She is the tournament's number two seed and is another step away from last year's first round exit at the All England Club. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.